In other words, there is a law that Gemara says in the Sugya of Fites that even though we say he does what means to make him dome, so that's only shayach if loy chavlachin. But if it's chavlachin, there is no deen of he does not. For example, suppose Reuven owes debts to Lay, to Shimon, to Levi, to Yehude, and then, but we don't know the arrangement that he borrowed 1,000 Zuz from Shimon, from Levi, from Yehude. But we don't know that he borrowed money from Yisoch. Then he comes to Bezdin and he's made there. He owes 1,000 Zuz to Yisoch too. And the Nechosim, and he doesn't have Nechosim Nechirim, he only has Nechosim Shibonim. And suppose he's made it that he has Ishtar, but the Ishtar, we don't have it. So then the Gemara says, he's not lemon, because it will be prejudicial for the Likuches. So in other words, there is no aloha if it does for good, he made Ndome. If there is a third party to whom it is to his detriment. So Mele, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says some a big Kiddush, that Beish Sudan may be Shalom Atzma. Not because Rav Shimon ben Yehuda holds that Beish Sudan by Ma'amis and Mefate is like the Beish Sudan by Chedel and it's Knas. No, it is maybe its moment. But it's chavlachini. Whom is a chavlachini? Whom is a chavlachini? Loi koli menu sheyivkin bite shalpoi. In other words, he's made it. We don't know that she was nenso or mispatso. And then, now he's made it, so if we believe him, so it will mean she did something not nice. I mean, even then, so I mean, she's not a true. So it will be detrimental. So many husbands will not be willing to marry. Many potential husbands will not be willing to marry her. So it's chavlachine. So mele, there is no deen of it does probably to leave them. But the question is, it does well. Chavlachine is only shayach. When our din is chavlachin, but here just because people will hesitate to marry her, that's not how din is chavlachin. He's not the chayev anybody anything. So it seems that according to Rashi Beidoye, the chayev of Beish Sudan is not just the fact that it did harm to the daughter, to the now. He did harm to the father too. But the chiyuv is to the father. But the mechayev is not the avle, the avere that he did to the daughter. Because he did an avere towards the father too. Then the Gemara is the kashe. Suppose she consented. So Dilmel Nichalevi Ma. Dilmel Nichalevi Mishpoch. So according to Rashim by Yude, even if she gave a consent for the relationship, and the father gave the consent. So still he's higher basis of them. Why? Because he did a wrong to the Mishpocha. They'll all be ashamed. They'll all feel embarrassed by what he did. So according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, it's the mechayev, the harm that he does, the embarrassment he causes to the whole Mishpocha is the mechayev basis of them. and probably the Mechayev of Knas itself too, but why, if that is the Mechayev of Beisit Dam, is the Mechayev of Knas too? But Knas is Knas anyway. Some male, but drink. So the Tanya of the Mishnah is also made that we cannot say he does nothing. But with the Beisit Dam, which is Momen, since it's Chavlachine, some male, we don't say it as Baldin Kimelin Dome. So it's a raya, it's not just Bintzias Chavlachine. That the Mechayev of the Beishis of Dam is the fact that he is Mechayev Lachine. He causes embarrassment.
Rashi does not learn the Pshat you're saying.
What does Rashi
say? Because in the very beginning of the Gemara, Rashi says, Ein Lomoni Himne, Lehapsik Es Halas.
That's right.
So Rashi uses the terminology las.
Las, yeah.
So it sounds from Rashi.
That's right, they feel embarrassed.
No, so it sounds from Rashi, lahasik as a las.
What?
Lahasik. Rashi says we shouldn't believe it to create a las.
No, that's right.
The las wasn't the beard.
Because yeah. Maybe it's not true.
Right.
How do we know that? No way.
Right, but it sounds from Rashi the whole las will be is if everybody will find out about it.
Yes.
So therefore, it's a technical sort of zero. Not because he originally did anything more.
So the whole family would be exposed to this repetition.
So it sounds like this is a new thing, not based on his original Misa beer, but now that everybody will find out about it, will be a lie. And Chazal don't want that there's a lie.
No, it's not Chazal. It's not the Tekonis
Chazal. It's a Tekonis Chazal.
No, it's me the rice.
This is Midarais.
I call it Refim Beyude. We don't pass for Refim Beyude.
Midarais, we have concepts of laws, Midarais.
Why not?
Midarais?
Why not?
We always have a Midarabana.
We say, that's it. That's where that we get something.
Yeah, that's where we go.
But here, when it's a field of Tashlumi, so it's Midarais.
So then, why does Rashi have to say Nihimi?
What?
Nihimi.
So it's not believed. Because one is believed when
just because if something
when he's mechayev himself, but when he is mechayev others, there's no din of it as being made in them.
But if you're right, what there was the fact that he created the law, so whether we believe him or not, he already did the crime. How can the crime be determined?
If we don't believe him, so then he's a liar. So then the family will not be so exposed to disrepute, but if we believe him, so he says we don't believe
him. Other people will know.
So in other words, he does Baldin to make the means only to hire himself.
Yeah, I understand that concept. It's just, it sounds from this Rashi.
No.
According to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, does it mean that the Chiyuv Boshes of Adam is converted to be a Chiyuv Knas and not Chiyuv Momon? The fact that.
No! Boishes of Dam is a Chiyuv Momon. But it's, Chavlachine, like in Roaring Suvis, when he's made, he has another lady. So then, and then Hoshim, there isn't enough to collect from all. So he'll diminish the amount that the other Malvin, who are known to be Malvin, will be able to get.
When the Gemara says Nichol or whatever you say, right?
Yeah.
So I don't understand. According to you, why should in that case there be a problem? Why should that make a difference?
Some Amroi says she's not Malvin. She's Meichel.
Therefore.
So why should there be? So why shouldn't he pay? The man is in the fat. Why should they are meichel? Tova should be moment is little mechile. The answer is he's meichel, the father is meichel. But how about the brothers, the sisters, the uncles, the aunts, the cousins? Then the Gemara says, Nichole libnei mishpachamai. Suppose there is everybody's asked, the cousins and the uncles, and they say, they are meichel. So the Gemara says, the Efshal Lichad Lebni Mishpoche, Lech Echad Nesayam.
No, it's not Mechila, because the name Mishpacha are not the ones who are up to them to do Mechila.
Why not?
I mean, they decide, because they are the Mechayim.
They are the Mechayim, even though it's not paid to them, but since they are the Mechayim, so they can be marked. In other words, the father, he is the Mikabe of the money of the Beishes of Dam for the Beishes done to all the Mishpach. He represents the Mishpach. But they are all Mechayim, not only the father. The Nara is a Mechayim, the father is a Mechayim, and all the Bnei Mishpach are Mechayim. And Tanakami is Pelik Alshem Meludim. But Tanakami holds that only the father, the Nara and the father are the Mechayim, not the whole Mishpach. Itma, Palgen Iske, Rafoto Ma, Palgen Iske Momein, Ravuna Brid Rabbi Shua Ma, Palgen Iske Knos. So the chiyuv of chotzi tashlumi, that the owner of the shir tam has to pay, is it momen or is it knas? So the Gemara says, Rafa peomar palgim iski momen kosovas tam shvorim lav v'cheskashim okay. That the average ox, even though it has not gone three times, is presumed to be a mazik, not innocent. The average ox. The average ox is a ferocious animal. Ferocious animal. Some melee, if the owner of Shirtam didn't watch a ferocious animal, so he's negligent. He's a Roshi. In other words, he was Avia. As the Chaim says, Lo Yishmeranu is. He implies not only the money. If he's negligent, he has to pay. Like his share is higher than his shochar is higher than the avedi. But it implies a nisa. In other words, one is mechuyev to exercise care over his share. Not that it's a nisa says, it's a nisa v'shelal tais. In other words, I'm not allowed to be negligent in failing to exercise care over my ox. And you see that if a sheir muet kills a human being, so it's chayav mishamayim, mamish chayav mishamayim, according to Rashi and Rashba, not only holy. So that means he's considered as Ritzeach, holding the on in a passive way. If the din just needs the Ritzeach, how could he be considered a Ritzeach? Just because he did not fulfill the mitzvah. I mean, somebody who is praying, Chavir, but why are you clapping your head?
It's nothing to do what you're saying.
So why is he chayv mishmayim if somebody is a chaver itibir b'no? So is he there, or is some of them reach? So the Rambam means Rosh Nahariza Kishiva, but that means the ethical way. But he's not a tzeach, as Shalom. He'll not be osher to be Nisi's kapov. A tzeach is possible. Lao is Dechem Dominale, the Posit in Yishai. So that means if there are two Averis that pass on a person to go Avdizore and Rezich. So suppose somebody was Reach Averi to be Abino and he wasn't Masal, it will not be possible to do. But if somebody had a share, and he didn't exercise, share muet, and he didn't exercise care, and then the share killed the human being, it would be possible to do. He's already there. And even if he pays the keter, all right, so he takes off the chiyuv with his shamayim. But if he doesn't do tshuva, he'll still be possible to be nisei skapov. And if he does tshuva, so it's a machlekes b'shem. Some rishonim say that by the zora and the tzicha, even if he does tshuva, so he's still possible. But the Ramot passes if he does tshuva, so then he's mutar nisei skapov. So in other words, he has a Shem Ritzeach. Shem Ritzeach. So it's raya that the avere of Loish Merenu is not an avere of failing to do what is mechuyev. It's a nisa. It's a nisa ritzirche b'shev al tais in being negli. So
the Rambam knows that he does too much
quickly. I don't think so. שישה דברים בין נשיאס כפיים הלושים והמומים והבר הבר הכיסא כי נשאר לס הנפש אף על פי שעושה תשובה לא נשאס כפיים because it is from the moment
but doesn't tshuva eradicate you into a different person
but he's a different person but he doesn't wipe out
the Gemara says nasi averos kumitzvos no?
Yeah, but not with tzicha
not with tzicha you mean tshuva from tzicha is incomplete?
Of course, I mean
you mean because there's no way to undo the damage
that's right, there's no way to undo the damage so what? He goes to the cave chotosi right, it's a simple thing simplism and the Gemara
says
about Menashe the machlekes between Rabbo the Chacham and Rabbi Yudei whether Menashe is yesh lechelik on Rabbo or ain lechelik on Rabbo so the Chacham say Rabbi Yudei says and I don't remember that ain lechelik on Rabbo even though Menashe the tshuve v'gam gam lo tishofa so it means the tshuva is not mechate according to Ron Mandoma even if he did tshuva to the extent that he doesn't have a chilek on Rabbo so the other tanoim are chilek it's not mechate kaporeg mure but it's mechate gzaz but kaporeg mure is zini pas
Cain was the first one to do tshuva
yeah.
And he committed the crime of murder
yeah. Well, but what did he even say? So he said,
but he did tshuva. He's the very first.
In the highest, on the contrary, he mentioned Ryan.
Why?
God loving him and say, no, we not tie.
I thought that before Hashem, he was complaining that Hashem's punishment was too hard.
And then Cain was killed in that by Melech, his great grandson. What? Lamach. All right. So the Rambam sitting, but the Rambam passes.
If it was tshuva, no one does this. Does the Rambam ever say this? If it was tshuva, the tzicha is different.
No, because even the Mandoma says that Menashe has no chenabo because he didn't kill one human being; he killed. Dam harbe, dam noki harbe shofa. So he killed many. You think the truth is chilek on Rabbo? Because he rebuilt the Bais HaMikdash? Of course not. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention Chodes? Because it's not so great to be mentioned. The Mishnah is going to mention every Rosh who has not heard Rabbo. The Mishnah doesn't mention Titus or Nebuchadnezzar either.
But they're going, so
it's different. No, the Mishnah mentions going. Bilam. Bilam was a great boy. He was an Avi. Titus, who was Titus? Titus was a plain Rosh, pure and simple.
With the emphasis on Messias Kapayim, now the question of Chub in general, Messias Kapayim, a special name, Messias Kapayim.
Yeah, right, of course,
that adds the Chub camp in Messias Kapayim. Yes.
It are more pastings that even by Messias Kapayim, by Mishumet, not only was in the vision, but Yahweh came in the Abomis. So there are no pastors. If he did Tshuva, even if he was a Mishumet, then Rabbi Gershon is so motivated, he says, not to let the Baal Tshuva who was a Mishumet to do something terrible thing. But it's not like it. All right, anyway. So, רחפות לא אומר פרולים הסכימו מנהי כוסובה סתם שבורים לא בחס קשים ובדין הודי נשאל עם כולי so this is a question, what do you mean the din? Which din? We only have one din, the din of the Torah, and the din of the Torah is that he pays only half. So that's what I said yesterday, that here you have to resort to Ashkofi, not Ashkofi as the Ashkofi Shia. But that's intertwined with Allah, like in Avos Hashem. So the Ashkofe, that's the Allah here too. In other words, there is Mishpat and Tzedek. What's the difference between Mishpat and Tzedek? Las is Doko Mishpat. Ki dati fulman ashei tzave es bonos leisi achov. Lase is doko mishpat. So there is doko and there is mishpat. Or tzedek. Tzedek and doko is the same thing, except the tzedek is masculine and doko is feminine. So, but it's the same thing. So mishpat means you have in civil law, so in common law you have courts of law and then courts of equity. Why was there a need? So even the Mishnah understood that with law you cannot do justice, because a court of law, today it's integrated, but in England, so you had two separate courts, courts of law and courts of equity. Courts of law were required to give aid to the plaintiff. In other words, if the plaintiff said there is a certain defendant who did wrong to him, so then the courts of law took cognizance of the wrong done to the plaintiff. They didn't take cognizance. Maybe that would be too serious an anish, you know, for the defendant. The defendant might be a poor person. And if you have an attachment on his property, so he will not be able to make a living. He'll become a pauper. Courts of law refuse to take up this. And that's the law in Meracham Bidin. So suppose Reuven is Tevea, El Zeus from Shimon. And the woman happens to be a millionaire, a multimillionaire, and she is a poor person. And a merachim b'din. So, you can't help it. Basically, cannot be compassionate at the expense of somebody else. You have to be compassionate at your own expense, not at the expense of somebody else. But basically, is mechuyev to pressure. The Baladin, they should agree to a pshar. To agree to a pshar. And what does a pshar mean? Pshar means that you have to, they have to be Kabukinian. So, Bezni is Kabukinian from the Tevea. In case of the Din, the Tevea is entitled to ellipses. The whole tree, but if Besen feels that under circumstances it would be too harsh, because the defendant, the mitzvah, is a poor person, and he has the big mishpoch. So then, he's mikabukin and he's meir. And you are mikabukin from the mitzvah. In the case of the dinit appears, all that is done before the bezin even realizes what would be the outcome of the din. In case it appears, it of the din, so he's not required to pay one penny. But then the mitzvah is a millionaire, and the teveya is a poor person, so it will be harsh if you won't get anything. So then he's mischaying himself. So vis-a-vis the teveya, the kapos kinyan is from the chile. Vis-a-vis the mitzvah, the kapos kinyan is for his chayos. In other words, even though al pidin, he doesn't have to pay a penny. But since he's a poor person, so he's mischaying himself to give him something. So in other words, it's special akol v'din. Pshara doesn't mean pshara just like this. I mean capriciously. It has to be special akol v'din. There's the trouble today. You find some dayonim. They make pshoras that are negative. And many times the dafke made the pshara to accommodate the millionaire, because the woman is poor. What could the dying get from him anyway? Some melee, so that's tzedek. So that's tzedek. So when the Gemara says, Ovidin with the Lishalim Klal, it means from the point of view of Mishpah, he's not negligent, because Stam Shvalim Bechaz Geshim Lokai, and the every chaps who has not gone three times is presumed to be innocent. Tzadik and Ox.
But then you're saying the Torah imposes upon everybody tzedek.
Yeah, that's right.
But that means you always have...
V'rachmone, one second. V'rachmone hu dikansi. V'rachmone hu v'dinu d'mishalom kule. No, then I say, v'akopo v'apal mishkan menik zo shtam shvorm v'abdech haskashim okay. Oh, so, shtam shvorm v'abdech haskashim okay. I explained the other one first. But the Gemara explains Rav Papa first. It's not meaning because the average acts according to Rav Papa is presumed ferocious. So from the point of view of Mishpot, he should pay whole damages. He's ferocious. He had a ferocious act and he didn't exercise care of it. So from the point of view of Mishpot, he should pay whole damages. But the Rachmon and the Chaisal, when the Torah had Rachmonis, there is a deflection from Mishpot to Tzedek.
So therefore, let's say you go to a court where you don't do a pshar, you want to do din, no pshar.
No pshar.
So then you will say you're going to apply Mishpot and not Tzedek?
Yeah, but today in the court...
No, so let's say Bizman Chazal.
Bizman Chazal.
So therefore you...
If he doesn't, why do you have to say Bizman Chazal?
But it's not Mikabu,
not Mikabu.
We want to do this.
I had to pressure certain people, and they were so convinced that they will get, because some rabbi advised them, you have to get. You have to wait. They refused to wait. So you know what I did? I refused to arbitrate. If such doesn't budge, so I refused to arbitrate. Because even if he was Mikabu King, I had that experience too. Mikabukinian, and then he didn't comply with the psaki. He didn't comply with the psaki. But I made him sign an agreement that will be enforceable by court. So in refuse, I said, I'll give them a heta to go to court. So then he bowed up, and he was not able to go to court because the litigation involved tax evasion too, you know. Okay.